Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on PBS, and we've also got eSETI Stargate, Rumble, the eSETI Stargate TV, VMO, and quite a few channels out there. YouTube for now. I don't know. We're getting more and more strikes against this, so we don't know how long. We'll probably have to close out that. You know, considering YouTube, they signed on with the New World Order boys, and now they're going into full censor mode. So, it's unbelievable. Any opinion different than the government position is basically going to be censored. So 1984, we're here. So we're going to have to move on to other formats, you know, because like Rumble and things like that, just because that's our main go is Rumble. And just so a little heads up on that. If we disappear off of YouTube, as we have several times, it's the censorship, happening. A lot on the show. I wrote a format for the show, and I'm going to go ahead and read this format before we go into the Q&A, the question and answers, because there's a lot of things that people keep asking me these questions that they don't understand. And it's like, oh man, it's just, and so, I'm probably going to try one last attempt to help, clear this up so people can understand the big picture. But do some research on Agenda 30. Just type in Agenda 30 and read what they have planned for us. And they're acting that out right now. And they're not doing too well with their program. They're pretty pissed off, and they're moving into scorched earth policy, that program. So, people aren't complying with them. So they said, okay, well, we're just going to destroy your economy and your country, and we're going to use our weather warfare and things like that. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead with this letter. And I wrote this format at 37,000 feet on my way to Hawaii. So it's from a higher perspective. It takes a higher perspective to see what's really unfolding, during the planetary liberation, awakening, and healing process. The process involves chaos, casualties, turns, and twists with multiple level psyops. Nothing is as it seems, and everything has different perspectives. So it's imperative that each individual develop their own inner guidance to discern what is true for them. Having near death, multiple white light, and out of body experiences allows one to see things from multiple perspectives. And that's where I'm coming from. So a little remote viewing helps as well. So you can actually meditate on any subject and look at it and receive information. So all external truth has a degree of accuracy. Most of your legacy in social media and social engineering, is a smokescreen as to what's really unfolding. So a man and woman is only as wise as where they get their information. So, and even on the inner guidance, that also gets tainted by your belief systems and your religious programming and your social engineering and all that. So it all gets tainted. So we have to kind of sift through that to get to the truth. And so one will never understand what is unfolding until one understands the goals and motives of two sides of the warring factions and the gray area in between. The gray area is the socially engineered masses, the critical thinking and research impaired that refuse to acknowledge the obvious, demonstrating cognitive dissonance in epidemic proportions. Just watch the news right now, watch the legacy media, and then, Fox News, how Fox News is uncovering most of it, but not all of it. And the legacy media is just total in deception mode, 100%. And social media now is moved into full censorship mode. So good luck with that program. It's that whole external program is you're never going to get the whole story. So there are a lot of new things that are coming out, a lot of new organizations that are telling the full story. So we've got the gray area in between, and there's a cabal, a multidimensional consortium involving unseen negative influences, the typical satanic, demonic, reptilian, gray, negative agendas. And it's a satanic Luciferian blood worship, child sex, and drug trafficking cult, which is very ancient. It's at least 6,000 years old, and some of it goes back 450,000 years. So It has infiltrated almost every position of power. They hold most of the highest positions of power in your religious, government, and business institutions. Most of your global leaders were groomed by these dark arts. Their lust for power, wealth is insatiable, and their levels of decadent behavior is beyond most people's ability to believe. Their God demands sacrifice. The more pain, suffering, and bodies, the better. Many of your disasters, false flags, etc., are offerings to their God. You know, they happen on special times, you know, which are their sacrifice ritual times. And so you'll find out it totally corresponds with that. They're replete throughout the music, movie, and all entertainment industries, including sports. You know, notice the halftime shows. It's a club, and most of you are not in it, as George Carlin said. The halftime shows are just so demonic. And so, you know, they're showing bondage, you know, children being in bondage, you know, people in demonic suits. It's just unbelievable. And if you haven't seen that yet, it's just like, God help you, you know, if you can't figure that one out. But anyway, those who are self-serving, morally challenged, seeking fame, fortune, and power over others are who this club goes after. They enlist and prey upon these people. It begins with contracts and agreements. As one climbs up the ladder of this socially engineered concept of success, it's darker at the top. So we think it's going to be all abundant in heaven at the top, and everything actually gets darker and darker. And in all the institutions, basically. So in truth, it's actually a ladder down to a hellish existence, basically. So they demand more and more favors, sacrifices, eventually the selling of your soul. Many actors, musicians, politicians, high-ranking people in religious and business institutions have taken that path. And some have been set up and blackmailed, ensuring they stay on that path. So this has become epidemic, and that's what we're seeing now. It's just unbelievable. The other polarity are the incorruptibles, and they live, you know, a more spiritual life, have a high level of morality, and most love their families, humanity, and the earth. They understand the omnipresent creator in all creation, and are in service to others. What most of this boils down to is those who operate under universal law in service to others, and those who operate against universal law in service to self. So that's the basic foundation of it. And then it gets more complicated after that. So one is on the upward spiral, the other is on the downward spiral. One ascends, one collapses. And so that's where we're in the process of, we're seeing those who are self-serving and those who serve the dark, you know, the dark arts, they're collapsing right now. So we are seeing the division of these two forces amplified and accelerated by a greater force, which is whatever you want to call it, you know. So we're also seeing the apocalypse, the great uncovering, where nothing remains hidden. You know, as Jesus and other prophets have said, no rock will be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. The great reveal of one's true nature, actions, and motives is underway. Men or women need to be judged by their character, not their color or belief. You know, it said a man or woman's character is determined by their actions. So forget about their words, watch their actions, and that's going to determine their character. But anyway, you know, being raised in the desert, you know, I know what happens when you lift up a rock, you know, vermin, snakes, lizards all come scurrying out, and you have to be quick on your feet to get out of harm's way. You know, it can become a little chaotic. You know, the Kabbalah is no different when exposed to being dealt with. You know, I've turned over rocks in the desert, you know, when I was a kid raised in the desert, and you know, sometimes you'd find, you know, a really cool snake like a red racer or something like that. You know, other times, or you know, you'd find these beautiful collared lizards or chuckawallas or things like that. And then, you know, other times you'll find scorpions and rattlesnakes and things of that nature. So it's pretty much the same way. When you lift up that rock, you better be able to move really quick and get your hands and feet out of the way. You know, so anyway, that's the analogy of that one. For those who have not lived in the desert. Anyway, to simplify it, the dark-hearted cabal and the white hats are on a collision course. It's a multidimensional experience on both sides. And just as there are satanic, Luciferian, demonic, alien, reptilian, and gray forces, there are creator's forces, ascended masters, angelic, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of which are our ancient ancestors returning. Many are returning to right or wrong in our ancient history. Most are unaware. There were many previous civilizations which rose and fell due to these same forces. There were restarts such as pole shifts, meteor impacts, mega volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and great wars, some of which were fought with very non-conventional weapons. You know, in India, they have records of all this, and they have these weapons that were used that just, you know, decimated the forest. You know, elephants were caught on fire immediately. There's a whole radioactive level where some of these weapons were unleashed. And so you can actually prove that. You can go to the time period when the ancient writings in the Vedic scriptures and things like that talk about these things, and you dig down to that time period, and sure enough, it's radioactive, you know. There's also in the Gobi Desert and places like that, there's huge sheets of green glass, and that's where beam weapons were used in the war between Atlantis and Lemuria. So that's all that can be easily proven. The fallen way of universal law into self-service, desiring power over others versus the adherence to universal law in service to and empowering others has determined many a future of previous civilizations. So we're doing this same program over again. We have those who worship technology and want to control and dominate and overpower. And we have those who want to live a more spiritual, natural life and are there to empower the individual. And they have a moral code, you might say, that they live by. And we're going through that same epoch. We've done it over and over where these two factions split and then go to war, and we're right in the middle. This whole civilization is right in the middle of that same program. So anyway, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other, nature, is sustainable. The opposite is not. So one path is frequency specific to the Earth's ascension. The other is not. And those on the downward spiral are going to do everything possible to retain their ill-gotten gain and power. They will call upon their gods and demons, create as much pain, suffering, and chaos as possible on their way out. Their depopulation programs include sacrifices, individual and in mass, the release of viruses, plagues, tainted vaccines, weather warfare, man-made quakes, now do weapons. And if this is unchecked, it will culminate eventually in the scorched earth agenda. And that's their last card. You know, they might try this alien invasion thing, but their last card is scorched earth. You know, if we can't have it, nobody's going to have it. So even if it means Darkheart's own demise, because the force that drives them cares nothing for their puppets. So this force, that's dark force, that's gotten into these people have become so heartless. There's no compassion. There's no love. There no joy. And they're just operated by these other forces. And all they care about is their greed and their wealth and the power over others. And so, you know, they will do whatever they're guided by these unseen forces to do. And no matter what, even if it means the demise of their own family and themselves, they don't, that's how sick they've become. So, you know, the answer to that situation is the answer is that there's so much inhumanity on the earth because there's so much non-human interference. And we're getting some big help with that to clean that up. So anyway, these non-human beings and their puppets are at war with the creator and all creation. So many will do its bidding, thinking if they comply, they'll be spared. Only if it means a place further back in the line, you know, you're still in the same line and will eventually suffer the same fate as those before you. You can see this all being played out in mostly democratic cities where the poverty, homelessness, drug and crime rates are skyrocketing. Yeah, you can see the total division between the haves and the have-nots, and that you're going into the ultra-rich and base poverty, the ultra-poor right now. And these leaders are soulless. I mean, they have no compassion. You know, they're calling the shots there. And they're narcissists. They can't even accept what is in front of them, that everything they've done is a total failure and it's against humanity and the earth. They can't even accept that. It's unbelievable. It's like you can't reach these people. You can't even have a conversation with them because of their narcissism. They can't accept the fact that they screwed up or made a mistake, or that their inspiration is coming from a darker force. They just can't go there. They're gone, you know. So good luck with that one. So anyway, let's make it clear, that the rhinos too are also participating in this. And who does this serve? Let's make it perfectly clear. It does not serve the people or God. In fact, it's deadly to the people and serves much darker force. So now we're seeing the big reveal is showing that. So we're seeing exactly who these people serve by their actions. And that, forget about the words and forget about all the social engineering and just look at what they do. And that'll tell you all about them, who's pulling their strings. Anyway, the cabal has made it very clear they want 7 billion people removed from the planet, with 1 billion servants left over to do their bidding. And I want to repeat that. They made it very clear over and over again they want 7 billion people removed from the planet. So you have two choices here. You're either going to be dead or a slave. And you got to look at this realistically. Those are your two options. There's a very small little global elite that's going to be running things, and then they're going to have slaves and a lot of dead people anyway. So anyway, they're the war and disease profiteers. They control the financial systems, the pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals, religious and political, business and educational systems. They own the media, the legacy news, the music and movie industry. They're the social engineers behind the manufactured lack, poverty, homelessness, drug and sex trafficking, including child sacrifice. So wait till the real story comes out about Lahaina. You're going to be blown away. But they're the ones behind the open borders to keep the drug and sex trafficking alive, and the ones behind the demoralization of America. The big question is, why are the masses allowing it, and who in the masses will be benefiting from it? Where in the line of the 7 billion to be removed are you? Do you really think you're too important to be culled? The next question is, are you going to fall with the beast? Any gain at the expense of others and not operating in a sustainable way with nature will eventually be a loss. You cannot take from others what is not yours, and you cannot keep what you took. That's just a universal law. It's just happening. It's universal law, and you can't get away from it. So if you want to see heaven on earth, a civilization under universal law, you're going to have to get behind those fighting for it. So Trump, although a major button pusher for those with unhealed trauma, is committed 100% to restoring the republic and giving the power back to the people. And he's one of them. If he's one of these deep state folks, why is the deep state legacy and social media working so hard to silence him and take him down? A little common logic here. If he was one of them, why would he just jeopardize his life, his family, his business, everything, his freedom? It makes no sense, unless this is the biggest psyop anybody's ever seen, but it just makes no sense whatsoever. So I get tired of hearing this stuff. We tap in and we tune into him, and he's got an alliance behind him. And that's a multidimensional alliance. And so he's what's necessary right now for these times. And I'm not a political person. I'm just looking at this thing from pure logic and from a spiritual perspective. So again, he's not alone. And there's others from all walks of life. There's a Q, a global alliance, the White Hats, Anons, virtuous people of noble character working arduously to restore universal law and a multidimensional planetary liberation. They're the ground crew, a much larger, more powerful force aligned with Source itself, call it God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, it's not important. It's the cosmic glue that holds everything together and the wellspring from which all life came forth. So in this, we're unified. The spell of division needs to be broken. And I'm going to repeat that because this is so important. the spell of division needs to be broken. That's how they've governed us, by dividing the religions, the cultures, the colors, the genders, everything. That's their whole agenda there, is to control and dominate. And so I can't say that enough. And we're all souls originated from the same source, and thus we're family. So we all came from Creator, Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. And on that level, we're all family. We all have the same source, the same parent, you know, my parents or whatever. You know, it's we need to go back to that. You know, the old in Lakesh, things like that, the God in me recognizes the God in you, you know, the all these old sayings, you know, the need to come back, the ancient sayings. And we need to get back to that. And we need to release the past, forgive, and unite under universal law. Unity is their greatest fear, along with the education as to who they are and what they have done. You know, so what is universal law? It's universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. It's the end of the division game. And there's no lack. They have us believing in lack because the lack's manufactured. They've manufactured the lack. And so everybody's competing and fighting with each other because of this manufactured lack. But there really is, we live in an abundant universe. And with these new technologies, there's going to be an abundance of energy. There's going to be healing technologies. There's going to be replicators. There's going to be no lack. So that's all coming. You know, we just have to get rid of these other guys. But anyway, you know, the bottom line is the foundation of your constitution covers that. And so those who are trying to infringe on the constitution are the ones you need to watch out for. They're the ones taking away your rights and freedoms that are guaranteed by the Constitution. And make no mistake, there are dark hearts, the public serpents, we call them. They're not servants, you know, because they don't serve the public. They serve themselves in a much darker force and agenda. And they're on the downward spiral. Their lessons will come quick. You know, they're teachers of what not to do. I would put a little insert in there that, you know, the Second Amendment thing, they're doing everything to take away your right to bear arms, protect yourself and your family. And the reason they're doing that is because when people wake up to who they are and what they've done, people are going to be really pissed off. And people that are armed are going to say, enough of this. And that's the whole reason behind this. It's fear of their own deeds being found out and recognized, and the people turning on them. That's why they want to take away your arms. And that's why they want to militarize all the police and get them under one government and sanction, you know, sanctioned by our corrupt DOJ and everything else. It's Homeland Security. These people, you know, they want a police force. And again, they want you either enslaved or dead. Yeah, this sounds crazy, but they've told us that this is what they're going to do. So, you know, we don't have time to putz around with this stuff. We need to wake up fast and figure this out and get rid of these guys. You know, anybody that's trying to infringe on the Constitution, and, you know, they're infringing on your freedom of speech. They're infringing on your right to protect yourself. They're infringing on your right to privacy, everything. They're infringing on all of this, you know, and it's all out there. I mean, they've been busted and the information is out there if you want to look it up, but you're not going to hear it in the lamestream media. But anyway, if you're looking up to those who serve the beast, where does that put you? You know, sit with that and think about that. If you're worshiping socially engineered and the manufactured idols who are in most cases are morally challenged, and have sold their souls for fame and fortune, what are you looking up to? You see what I mean? I mean, you're looking up to this, and that puts you in a lower form than them. And so, you know, wake up. You know, how many idols and stars have to fall before you figure this out? You know, most likely, unless you wake up, looking up to these people puts you in the front line. It puts you in the front of line to feed the alligator, basically. The present administration is pushing you right into the jaws. So we need to wake up quick. So anyway, the power must return to the people. The endless regulations and corruption of the politicians, agencies, the influences of hostile foreign governments and bad actors has to come to an end. It's a recipe for disaster, and that cake is rising. You know, the war on disease profiteers are turning up the heat. And if we don't figure this out, you know, we'll have World War III and their scorched earth policy. That's what they're trying to happen here. And pay attention to Ukraine, what's going on there. You know, the billions and billions and billions of dollars going there. And this is a war against the deep strait. You know, Russia is actually fighting war against the deep state, the social elite. And that's what's really going on. But anyway, do your research on that. You know, at what point it won't, basically when they go into scorched earth, at that point, it won't matter what color, race, or religion or belief. You know, we're all going to be toast. So we need to wake up and rise up, basically. The social unrest, riots, epidemics, fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes are steered, enhanced, or by design. So one only has to look around to see what's unfolding. You know, when in the past we have, have you ever seen three hurricanes merge and hit, you know, a state that is basically conservative and speaking up against, you know, all the social engineering and nonsense? I mean, this isn't normal. You know, is God punish them for being morally correct? you know, it's beyond belief. So anyway, you look at this. Why do massive quakes hit countries soon after thumbing their nose to the international banksters and saying, no, we're not going to join your program. We're not going to go in debt, and we're going to create our own banking system. Boom. Next thing you know, there's a war. There's a war, or there's a massive earthquake or something. So this is by design. This isn't, you know, something that just accidentally happened. Anyways, conservative states and towns are really taking a beating right now. And then there's also the massive fires occurring globally, defying all the laws of physics. It's crazy. You know, the Paradise fires, they have these wooden beams in the ground, and they have a bolt that goes through them that holds the guardrail on. And those bolts were melted, but the wood was still there. And that's indicative of a dew weapon or a microwave. And they had culverts, metal culverts going under roads. Those were melted. So when the metal gets hit by microwave, it explodes. I mean, I don't recommend this, but if you put any metal or foil in your microwave, I know a lot of people have done it, not knowing, you're going to see a big explosion. Anyway, so it's too dense, and it's metal and it conducts. So boom, you know. So anyway, it's time to make a decision, a choice, and then act on that choice. You know, are we going to choose the downward spiral, self-serving actions against universal law? Or are we going to choose the upward spiral, aligned with universal law, and live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature? I did two shows on Lahaina, but, you know, Lahaina is the heart of Hawaii. It's where the royal families call that their capital, basically. And the aloha spirit is actually a law here. And you know, why it would make common sense if you were going to destroy the consciousness and take it down and put everybody in fear and that's what you would hit. You know, that's where you would hit. So there's so much more of that story. I've already done two shows on it. I might do a show down the road when more information comes out, but it was... There's no sense to that thing. You know, why weren't the sirens, you know, kicked on? You know, why were the roads blocked off? There's no reason to block the roads off. They wouldn't let anybody out. Why was there a circle of fire around Lahaina? Fires come in waves. They come down from wherever they're started, they move in a wave. And the other thing, why did they cut the water off? I can go on and on and on. And it's right in the middle of the Lion's Gate, you know, so that's another huge energy portal that they tried to shut down. And still, where are the children? You know, we know where they are, basically, but hopefully they're being rescued. But anyway, this all fits into their agenda. So time to wake up on that one. So It's time to end the division game, unite and get behind the planetary liberation, the awakened healing of humanity and the earth. You know, the storm has arrived. The status quo is over. You know, denial, hesitation, and non-action will be the downfall. You know, God sent its best for these times. If you feel helpless, there's a saying, one on the side of God is the majority. And so I think it's real important to realize that, because sometimes you get really down. You get really down and, you know, upset about, you know, what's happening. You go, there's just me. You know, I'm the only one that I feel like I'm the only one out there. And just start finding people of like mind, you know, that. And so we're going to go into the question and answer period right now. And I've just got Kathy on the line, my lovely assistant, and we're going to go into the Q&A. And just see where things go from there. So, hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, we've got Kathy on the phone here because she's in one place and I'm in another. So she's going to be reading the questions and I'll do my best to answer.
You mentioned recently what a wonderful sense of humor Jesus has. Would you please address what the Bible says about his life, death, etc., and tell us the truth about this wonderful man?
God, you know, people keep asking me that, and it's a whole show in itself, but I'll give you the quick one. Okay, so basically, people really, they've kind of twisted his story and what he's all about. So we'll go into the biblical part of it. So basically, you look at his life, he started out, as I said, I am the son of man. So he was the son of Joseph and Mary. That was his identity, which is more of that story too, but that was his identity. And then he goes, later on, he goes, wait a second, you know, I'm a messenger. I'm receiving messages, you know, from greater, you know. So his new identity is a messenger. I'm a messenger of God. And he was delivering those messages in temples and other places. And so later on, he goes, wait a second, I'm a soul. You know, I'm not this personality and this body. I'm a spirit. I'm a soul. And I came from God. You know, I was born of God. I'm the son of God. And so next thing, so he's saying, so his next identity says, I'm the son of God. And then it went on and on from there. Okay, the last thing he said that is, I of myself do nothing. The Father through me doeth the works. So what he did is he became one. He became one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And then he said, you know, ye will do greater things than I, for I go on to the Father. He's saying, I'm leaving. You can all do this. And I'm the example on how to do it. And you can all do this. And you can do greater works than I, because I'm out of here. I'm going back home, you know. So anyway, but he actually incarnated. Now, this is a story that's going to be a little blasphemous, but he incarnated from the seventh dimension, the plane of bliss. He was done with all need for materiality or even a body or anything else. He was just in total bliss. And so he incarnated from that level. Now, for him to incarnate, they had to create a soul. They had to create a body that could handle his frequency, because he would have burned out the synapses on any body here on Earth. And so Mary had ancient Lyran genetics, and she had the genetics of the gods, the little gods, the Anunnaki, whatever you want to call them, the first colonies here. And so she had very high genetics. And then Gabriel, which appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph said, I'm not going to marry her. She's with the child. You know, this is not my child. And so Gabriel appeared to Joseph and said, you know, this is our child. This is God's child. Your womb is as your own. You know, so he said, yes, sir. So anyway, there was a lot more to that immaculate conception than people realize, but it was the combining of Mary's genetics with Gabriel, who was actually an archangel, who are actually the Andromedan Council of Light, which are the highest order, that after that, there's the source, you know? So So anyway, that's the big picture of that. And so when he came in, he had the vehicle that could house a seventh dimensional being. And he still had to kind of wake up after incarnating here. He had to go through like the personality. I'm a personality. Wait a minute, I'm a soul. You know, wait a minute, I became one. I can become one with God. He had to go through that process. And that was his teaching. And that was the process that we all need to go through. So when you worship one man or one person and it's an external worship, you're not doing your inner work. And he made it very clear the temple is within, you know, and he said, go within, become one with God. You know, his prayer was, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. He wanted everybody to have the same experience. And that was his goal. So, excuse me, a lot of vog here right now. So basically, what happened was, you know, that was all kind of altered and changed and everything else. But there's a lot of other masters that came here that had the same message.
And well, this person goes on to say that I cannot stand the thought of eating his body, drinking his blood, nor being covered in his blood.
Yeah,
I do not believe he died for our sins. So what do you think about how that all got convoluted?
Well, it's a blood ritual and that shouldn't be in there, you know. And the other thing, too, is that he didn't die for our sins because basically we were sinning before he incarnated and we sinned long after he incarnated. And there was no glory phase where everybody was operating under universal law and being kind and loving to each other. So that makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever, just base logic. So and now sin is an arbitrary term. It means you erred, you missed the mark. That's where it comes from. So I'd say, well, if he died because people missed the mark and didn't figure out why he was here and what and his message and fell and kept continued on, you know, you could probably apply it that way, but not in the way the guilt trip. Because, you know, they teach fear, guilt, unworthiness, and they teach an external God, you know, that nobody can appease. And that is the biggest block to reaching what I call Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness. It's actually anti-Christ consciousness and Buddha consciousness. So figure that one out. So anyway, anything that's not helping you to focus on love and joy and bliss and make your own inner connection with Creator is off track. So any external worship is off track. And people need to figure this one out.
What do you feel like the impact of these ET bodies being shown in Mexico will be on the sleeping public?
You know, the Mexico stuff, it's, I just saw a video where they're showing this body and it's in like a little casket kind of, and they dig it up and it looks like some kind of dirt on it or something. I don't know. And then the guy cuts it open. It's a cake. It's a birthday cake.
What?
Yeah. I'll send that video. Maybe we can play it. But I'm not saying, you know, they have found tons of body in Peru and Mexico and the elongated skulls and all these things. I mean, it's the evidence is overwhelming. You know, they have them in their museums. You know, they have giants, the bones of giants. They have all this stuff. You know, the Smithsonian took most of the giant bones and dumped them in the ocean. They got rid of them right away because it interferes with the religious programming. But these bones are found everywhere. They found bones of half horse, half man. They found bones of serpents, of dragons. They found, you know, bones of everything, you know, but they keep hiding them. But a lot of our mythological stories were actually true. You know, we did have fawns, you know, half goat, half man. We did have half horse, half man. We had a lot of these things, but they were killed and the giants were killed.
Do you think that some of those beings are still in the inner earth?
Everything that's ever been on the earth has been preserved. So, and their DNA as well. So they can recreate whatever they want, but on the earth, yeah, they have, you know, this is going to sound crazy. They have gnomes, elves, fairies, they have unicorns, they have everything on the inner earth. Other beings that would just blow your mind, you know, exist on the inner earth. Yet they have pterodactyls that get out every once in a while. You know, they have,
We see a lot of those things that he said.
So many people have seen, you know, not just Bigfoot, but a pterodactyl as well. And undeniable, flew right over us and screeched just like out in Jurassic Park. But police and other people have seen it, and they've gone on notice, you know, and testified. Pilots have seen them. There seems to be a lot flying around the Northwest lately.
When a large major number of humans exit this earth from deaths, leaving fewer healthy childbearing humans, as well as humans who survive the current onslaught against humanity, do you feel that some benevolent off-worlders might help repopulate the earth in higher frequency timeline?
Yeah, that's going on already. They have been genetically upgrading people for a long time and mixing their DNA with the human DNA that's here. And some what's being done for nefarious purposes, because some groups are being phased out because they have no love or compassion or emotions. And you know, that love is the life force, and they've diminished their own life force and they're dying. And then others, experiments are being done by the benevolent ones where they're upgrading us, you know, so our DNA can handle the new energies coming in. And that's on a massive scale right now. So they're already intervening in that way. And a lot of these people are awake and they're just leaving, and they're living lives that are aligned with universal law. You'll see them mostly out in nature, and they're just, you know, they're trying to trap them with all the technology and everything, and the phones and cell phones and computers and everything. But most of them are just going, yeah, it doesn't feel good. You know, they stay out in nature.
Do you believe that the white hats are in control and just letting all these dark events to play out to catch or incriminate the bad guys?
Well, there's several things going on. One is you're dealing with the 6,000-year-old death cult that's totally ingrained in everything. And it's not an easy task to, and, you know, things get by, slip through, you know, they have groups or things that they didn't know about, you know, that are extremely hidden. They've had thousands of years to hide and hunker down and come out whenever they feel like it. So it's not an easy task. They're doing the best they can, and things slip through now and then, events happen. And so, as I said in the newsletter, you know, there's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of deaths and a lot of problems. But you know, another thing, there's a beautiful video in Lahaina after that event happened. There was light beings everywhere in the sky. And I'll see if we can play that. But all these light beings appeared, and they're picking up the people. And so I know this sounds cold and callous, but there are people that incarnated for these experiences. There are people of a much higher nature that chose just to come in for a little while. And but that in no way dismisses what happened. What happened was wrong, period. You know, there's no, don't sugarcoat it, and don't. And we need to take care of you know, the families and everybody else that had to undergo this. And you know, it's just unbelievable. But there's so much more to the story. But I don't know, hope that answered the question.
Can you talk about the sacred energy vortex on Maui?
There's a lot of vortexes that have opened up in different places, and because they knew this was going to happen, they knew they're going to try to shut down the vortexes. There's a bunch of vortexes on Maui, and there's on all the islands have their vortexes. I think, you know, if you talk to the elders there, you know, you'll find out where they are, and some probably won't tell you, you know, unless they know who you are. But they sense your heart's in the right place. But there's vortexes everywhere on the planet. And you know, if you're tapped in, you can just get a map of the world, or a map of the United States, and go within and ask yourself, you know, do clearings first, make sure you don't have any negative unseen influences at play. And you know, I got a pendulum and went over the United States, and that's how I found the ranch, you know, the East Eddy Stargate there. But and I was guided. That was what I was guided to do. But anybody can do that, and just get a map and a pendulum and do clearings and call on your idea of creator or some some ambassador for a creator. You know, you can call on Yeshua, Mary, Babaji, you know, there's Kuan Yin, there's all kinds of beings that have come, you know, on behalf of creator, and ask, you know, ask where you should go. What's your highest and best good? How can you best serve? And you'll be guided to those areas.
Were the floods in Libya caused by weather modification technology?
I would say so. You know, all of these things, they can enhance whatever's happening there, and they can stall out storms, and they can guide storms, you know, and guide hurricanes to go on shore right wherever they want it to. They have all that technology, and they can accelerate them, enhance them. And so Libya is one place they'd like to see, you know, in base poverty, because Libya really rose up and against the deep state, and they had their own gold standard, their own currency, and they were doing great. But there's a lot of countries that are rising up, and when these companies rise up, bingo, big earthquake hits, you know, or some big storm hits or something. So now they're not thinking about rising up, they're thinking about base survival, and that's where they want us. They want us all in base survival.
Do you think that the planets being in retrograde are affecting us all at the moment?
Definitely. Yeah, I know you can watch when Mercury goes in retrograde with all the planets in retrograde. You know, it's going to be there's going to be like a holding pattern in a way. But then once they all come active again, you know, it's going to be a big push, you know, to move. So it's kind of when they're retrograde, it's a good idea to kind of go within and just not interact too much with a lot of people. And when they come back in force, you know, that's when you really want to start acting on things.
Can you discuss Merkabahs?
Well, your Merkabah is, the best way I can explain it, they're two opposing spinning forces that when you understand how it works, and a lot of it's already, it's within you, your soul knows how to activate these things. And when you connect with your soul and ask, you know, you can go out of body in a Merkabah with 360 degree division and travel and go check things out and see things that you can go anywhere. I mean, you can go right through steel, right through walls. It doesn't matter. And when you're adept at this, and we have video of these orbs going right through steel beams, you know, and cement walls and things, nothing stops them. But we have that ability, but they want to trap us in our body and our personality and keep us in, you know, survival. And the first three chakras, survival, sex, and power, they want to keep us in those chakras so we can't access the higher levels of ourselves. But when you start accessing the higher levels of yourself, you find out you're a soul, and that soul can travel as a light sphere and go anywhere it wants.
Do you think that's what we do at night when we leave our bodies?
Yeah, definitely. At night, when you, most people sleep and you're in that hypnagogic state, you're hovering right above your body. And if you set the intention of going here or going there, you can travel. A little heads up, when you're in the astral level, the lower astral level is really messed up. I mean, there's a lot of messed up, disfigured humans there that are not very awake. And there's also, you know, in the lower, it's the lower 4D, and there's reptilian grays and demonic type creatures and things. So you want to get into at least the higher astral level where there's guides and teachers and a lot of the everyday people that just died or on the wheel getting ready to reincarnate. They go to the mid astral levels, but you want to go through the psychic barrier and get into the fifth dimension and get into your etheric body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self, and travel in the etheric realms and in the higher realms, and then you're safe and you get beautiful information and healing.
What are your views on the theory that Earth is an enormous mining pit and that all of the so-called mountains are actually a result of the mining done by giants when they clear cut the gigantic trees, etc.?
Yeah, I've heard those stories, and I tell you what's really interesting, when you look at the microscopic level, it does look like some of these, like, what do they call that? The Devil's Tower and things like that. And some of these things look like giant trees, and they could very well be, because there was a time when the CO2 levels were really high and everything grew like massively, and especially the dinosaur eras and things like that. The trees are just massive. And so I don't know, a lot more research needs to go into that, but there definitely were giants. I don't know if the mountains were mines. I think the mountains were thrust up due to geological processes, you know, where, you know, one plate is going underneath another plate and the other plate thrusts up and it creates the, but a lot of the ancient ancestors are actually being recycled as molten rock. You know, there are, you know, some of the ancestors have their great monuments are still standing, like the pyramids and a lot of the temples, and they're all over Mexico, China, they're, you know, Egypt, everywhere. These temples are everywhere.
Is Michael an Andromedan, or is he of the angelic realm? The Keys of Enoch refers to him as a paradise son with multiple functions. What is a paradise son?
You know, that's a question for J.J. Hertak. We should get him on the show again. I know when J.J. Hertak wrote the Keys of Enoch and then they did that Merkabah video, a lot of the things that they showed in that Merkabah video, I had already had drawings done of the Orion Council of Light Beings and things like that, and had encounters with them. When I saw the video, I went, oh my God, you know, this is like blowing me away. And that's how I met JJ. I did a presentation. I showed the beings and he said, I've written about this. And it was like, we just really connected and we stayed good friends. But you know, that's a question. It gets into semantics. Basically, the Andromedan Council of Light are beings that are 8 to 10 feet tall. They're mythologically known as archangels. They're magnetized light beings. They have their light ships. They live in a holographic universe, light a paradise, you know, that's basically created by their own thoughts. And so when the Pleiadians came to them and met them, they asked them to lead them. And they said, no, you need to lead yourselves, but we'll advise. So they're one of the highest councils. And it gets into semantics. Basically, it's not important. What's more important is their frequency, their vibration, and their intention. That's so much more important.
Earth is made up of titans, mud fossils. There is loads of biology to show massive dragons that were turned into stone. There is a 900-mile dragon, Typhus, on top of Africa. Do you know anything about this?
You know, I've seen that, and I saw a perfect and massive woman, you know, in stone. All of these things are, somebody designed these. I can't say it was actually a being that was turned into one, or if it was actually carved out of rock from on high. You know, a ship could have done that with lasers or whatever, but there's just incredible stone formations that were definitely carved. You can see them from space. And it's just, when you look at that, you go, I don't know who did this, but this is massive. And it's undeniable when you see the way it comes together. You know, it's anatomically correct, you know, perfectly. So definitely just shows that there were some ancient beings here. And why would they make a giant carving like that unless there was something like that existed? That's what I think. You know, there's things carved into Mount Adams that are giant heads and sculptures and things that people don't even know about, but you have to see them from a distance. If you're right there, you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, there's stuff like that everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's all over the planet. It shows somebody built these things to be seen from space or high up in the sky. You know, there's no other explanation for that.
Why are the BRICS nations supporting the idea of a global digital currency and digital IDs?
Yeah, I haven't been up on that because I've been so busy working. I don't think they're into a digital, you know, it's interesting. I'm not sure. There's different groups trying to do these digital things and bitcoins and all these things, and that's for somebody else. It gets really complicated. There's some bitcoins that are they're good, and some are going to be have been used by the dark side for a long time. And that's for somebody else to get on the show to explain that, because that's just not. I've been so busy just, you know, taking care of the ranches, and I haven't had a chance to look into that. And it doesn't bring me joy to look into all that. I have a thing.
No, it almost feels like that whole thing is a different timeline.
Yeah. It's a different reality, but it's an energy, and I just don't want to be focused on, you know, when we get replicators, who cares, you know, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I like to live simple. I'd rather spend my time in nature, and that's what brings me joy. And so all this other stuff, it kind of brings my energy down.
Yeah. There's some roads you just don't want to go down.
Yeah. That's for somebody else.
If life here in 3D is an illusion, what isn't an illusion?
Well, we'll have to end on that question because we're almost out of time, but basically everything it starts out in consciousness, and it goes to light, to energy, to mass, and to the physical. That's the vibrational continuum. So, and each level is just as important. The physical is 3D God. It's all important, and people need to get away from that. It's an illusion, so it doesn't matter. What you do in the physical is going to determine where you go on your next experience and how high up you go. So we need to get away from that program, because a lot of people are just dismissing everything, saying it's all an illusion, you know, and that's pretty messed up. But, you know, we need to be, you know, apply universal law on every level, even the physical, all the way up through the vibration continuum. So anyway, on that one, I think we're gonna have to quit. We're out of time, unfortunately. Thanks, Kathy, for reading the questions. And
you're welcome.
And anyway, we'll see you guys all next Saturday, and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and, you know, stay in the heart. Good night.